mom and dad got divorced, my mom, she was so miserable and so unhappy, she locked herself in her bedroom and she didn't come out for 6 years. In my mom's bedroom, my mama, she had 3 TV sets so she could watch all 3 news shows at the same time, and on top of each one she had 2 VCRs so she could record the shows she was missing. And for 6 long years she stayed locked in her bedroom, drinking vodka and milk, reading the National Enquirer and the Sun and the Star, and flipping them channels. Then my sister graduated from school and the child support ran out. I gotta tell you, it's a mean, goddamn cruel world for a 55-year-old woman without no college education and no prior work experience. And my mom, she worked one shit job after another just to pay the rent. Finally, fate or something led her to a place called R&D Trucking in Florence, Alabama. And they hired my mama as what they call a truck log auditor. Every Monday morning she come in and out with all them truck drivers' logs, and they've been driving 2 miles without sleep or something. Her job was to catch it for the DOT to find him. And there was this one truck driver. His name was Chester. Chester was the biggest, meanest motherfucker at R&D Trucking. Chester weighed about 350 pounds of pure muscle and gut. And Chester had the word Kim tattooed right there on his forearm. And legend has it, one night back in Vietnam, Chester killed 8 men in their sleep in order to escape from a POW. And every Monday morning, my mama's calling up big top somebody in their office. So one day she just snaps and she starts yelling and going out the deep end, and she says, Chester! God damn it, Chester! Every week you fuck up your logs and you know I'm gonna kiss you, you know I'm gonna call you in here and bitch at you. What gives? But Chester just looked my mama right square in the eye. I'm in love with you. And I knew the only way I'd ever get to talk to you is to fuck up my logs and call me in here and bitch at me so sweet. And 6 months later, the day my mom and Chester ran off to a tattoo studio, and he had Kim changed to Jan. And then they eloped to a place called Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You know where that is? And they got married in Dollywood. And I just moved to Athens, Georgia, and I didn't have no money to buy him a wedding present, so I wrote my mama this song. It's called 18 Wheels of Love. Every goddamn word's true.
Mama ran off for the trucker.
your boots.